Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with Him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's Word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. To expose your heart, can you truly grasp that concept of really letting God into your heart? And that's that building of that personal relationship with Him. It was hard for me at first. You know, one of the things that I did that made it easier for me to really start building in that relationship was not only being in the Word and reading and studying what He has written or what has been said about Jesus's life, about stuff in the Old Testament. I mean, just everything that is contained in the Bible. It just still amazes me every day as I'm reading how applicable things are to us today, you know, thousands of years later from when they were written. So as you really start to let that sink into your heart, you know, for me, I had to really start journaling. I had to be asking questions. I had to be writing my thoughts down, expressing my feelings, asking God, you know, kind of why did I feel this way? Why did I allow these things of my past, all these hurts and everything that has happened to me, how come I've allowed those to dominate my heart and build up those walls around my heart? And so, you know, for me, this process, this journey that I've been going through has been very revealing. Part of my relationship with God has been through my journaling, because as I'm writing, I'm getting answers, I'm getting insight, I'm getting wisdom, I'm learning from the things that He's teaching, not only through my conversations in the written Word with Him, but through my prayer and through actually reading His Word. So I think we really need to think about, you know, When we hear that prayer in church every Sunday or every other Sunday or whenever your pastor talks about it, to really stop and think about, have we really allowed God to penetrate our heart, to break through all those layers of our heart? So there's a few questions I want you to be thinking about as we're chatting here, and I share kind of what has been revealed to me in these questions. And I still ask these questions quite often to kind of get a balance of where I'm at. But at the end, I'm going to repeat these questions again, and I really want you to give them some serious thought. So the first question I want us to think about is, are we willing to peel back layers enough to actually expose our hearts? Are we willing to let people into our hearts because of the fear we have of getting hurt? Do we really want to share who we are? And do we really think we can hide our hearts from God? You know, the foundation verse I kind of was really drawn to this week was from Matthew 9:22. And it says, Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, He said. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed at that moment. Now, as we look at those questions we were asking, you know, that I asked just a minute ago, and how those, I have asked those questions of myself and to God, you know, that's pretty much been His answer to me. Hey, take heart, my daughter. Your faith has healed you. Really, it is my willingness to have faith that is starting to heal me. I didn't have the miraculous instant I'm healed moment. It's been a process. It's been a journey that I've walked through to actually start to heal my heart. So are we willing to peel back enough layers to actually expose our hearts? Well, we've been walking through this series and we've been talking about, you know, peeling back the layer of our identity and who we truly are, peeling back the layer of our beauty and what those thoughts are and what we have, those opinions of ourselves, opinions that the world gives us. We've talked about pulling back those layers on our body and our self-image and how we see ourselves and truly trying to grasp how God sees us. But when it comes to our hearts, it really is one of the most difficult things to expose. Why? Because the risk of getting hurt, the risk of not living up to somebody's expectations of what they thought of who you were, those are two really big factors. And if we're going to allow people in, I mean, I know that for many years, I have not allowed people into my heart. And that includes my husband. I mean, we've been married almost 25 years in August. We've been together for 27 years, you know, met in high school. And I don't know that I've ever really truly allowed him to see my heart until about a year ago. To 18 months ago when I finally started this process, this journey to really find out what I was created to do and why I was here and what God had planned for me, did I really start to allow my husband in to see my heart? So we're talking about, it took me a long time to get to that point. It doesn't have to take you that long. If you're younger, there are so many opportunities for you to open up your heart. But we let those wounds, people that have hurt us in the past, or even in our present, really cause us to shut down our hearts and to just continue to build layer after layer after layer around our hearts and not let anyone, not even God, penetrate those deepest crevices that are in our heart, the ones that really truly long for him. We don't want to let him in because we're so afraid of what people will do to hurt us or that we just will never live up to everyone's expectations of us. So we have this fear of getting hurt, and I still experience that fear, you know. I will be probably sharing here in a couple weeks a talk on fear. And for me, fear has been one of the most dominating factors in my life. And that fear of getting hurt and actually exposing myself to somebody, my heart to somebody, to let them see my true desires, to see my true meaning of who I am, oh, that's a really scary thought to me. But I'm realizing as I'm going through this journey, I continually am asking God, please help me soften my heart. Please allow me to show who you really created me to be to everyone that I come in contact with. Be there to comfort me when I do get hurt. Be there to help me heal past the hurt. So really, we have to start becoming a little more open to letting our hearts be exposed. Do we really want to share who we are? I didn't really want to share who I was. I mean, I had all these thoughts of who I was. You know, I wasn't worthy. I didn't have any value. I had no confidence. I mean, I was ugly. I was short. I wasn't smart. Nothing I ever did was right. I always failed. I just couldn't live up to everybody's expectation. I talked too much. Of course, who would know that my talking too much in school would lead me to where I am today and what I do and what I love to do is to talk to people. And so we ask that question, do we really want to share who we are? I know I didn't want to share who I was. But I know now that as I'm opening up my heart to what God is trying to tell me and show me and teach me and allow me to experience that I do want to share who I really am. I want people to get to know me, the flaws and all. You know, I am so far from perfect. I mess up all the time. I say the wrong things. I yell at my husband. I yell at my kids. I do all the wrong things. But God still loves me unconditionally, gives me grace and forgiveness whenever I come to him and ask. And even when I don't ask, when he just knows my heart and he knows when I need that forgiveness. And so we really need to think about that. Do we really want to show who we are? Do we really think we can hide our hearts from God? I mean, come on, let's be honest. Do we really think we can hide who we are from God? I mean, he says he knows the condition of our heart. He knows us intimately. Before we were even created, he had a plan written for us. So he knows us. I don't, you know, for a long time, I thought, oh yeah, I can hide who I am through God. He doesn't have time in the world for me. He doesn't know who I am. You know, he's got plenty other people to worry about besides me. I mean, really, that's what I thought. You know, that's why I never pursued a relationship with him, because I thought, oh my gosh, he, you know, how many people are in this world? You know, people have to have bigger problems than I have. So why is he going to want to, you know, have a relationship with me? I'm so flawed. I'm so damaged. And all of us think that. We all think we're so flawed and damaged that he doesn't want to have time for us. And that's all he wants for us. There is no problem, question, issue that is too big for him, that is too hard to solve for him. We may think it is, but he can solve it all. He can provide answers to it all. It might not always be the answers we're looking for or wanting, but he is going to provide those. He's going to answer our questions. It may not be in the timing that we want, but he's going to answer them. Or he will show us a way, something different to the answer to that question for us. So do we really think that God doesn't see who we really are and really truly believe in the people that we can become? Because let me tell you, 18 months ago, I would have never in a million years thought I would be doing what I'm doing. I would have laughed you out of a room. I would have fallen to the floor and said, oh my gosh, you are flipping crazy. There is no way that I would be sharing my fears, my thoughts, my intimate personal things about my life that I've struggled with, that have hindered me, that have stopped me from growing and becoming a better person, and all the things in my life, all those flaws, all those mistakes, all those failures, that I would be sharing them with you or anyone else for that matter. I just never would have thought it in a million years. But God so graciously works on us and in us every single day once we invite him into our hearts. He may know our hearts. He may know the condition of our hearts. He may know what he created us to be. We have to accept, invite, and realize what he created us to be. I, for the longest time, you know, everybody say, oh, you know, these are the gifts and talents that I have. And I'm thinking to myself going, I think God missed me on that day. Like, I'm not sure what my gifts and talents are, or, you know, what is really special about me. I'm kind of just like everybody else or less than everybody else. And so it's that acceptance of, and permission. I think as women, we don't give ourselves permission to take care of ourselves, to realize who we truly are, who he created us to be, because we have let society either dictate who we are and who we're supposed to be, the wife, the mom, you know, the carpool mom, the career woman, whatever it is for you, we have let the world dictate that for us. And we truly need to get back to, okay, God, what is truly have you gifted me with? What talents have you given me? And I need to give myself permission to accept those so that I can learn to thrive and use those to the best of my ability. I was a high school athlete. Volleyball was my sport. I loved volleyball, but I was cut my freshman year of high school. I had never played the sport before. I just thought I was going to go try out for volleyball, basketball, track, and I was going to make it. I was going to varsity letter. That's how naive I was. And so my freshman year, I got cut from volleyball, but I discovered a passion for it that I fell in love with the game. And so that summer, I begged my parents to let me go to a few volleyball camps. And so I went to a few volleyball camps. And then I came back that summer. After the camps were over, I went into practice and tryouts, and I made the team. I made the junior varsity team as a sophomore. So I didn't play my freshman year, but here I am. Oh, I'm so excited I made the team. And I actually got the opportunity to start. I had learned to become a very good setter. I was practicing day and night, throwing the volleyball against the wall with my hands. Knew I was vertically challenged from the very get-go and didn't have great vertical leap. Well, I should say non-existent vertical leap. But I had the passion for it. I had the will and the desire to do it. So again, the next summer, I went back to those same camps and got even better, moved up the level that I participated in the camp. So I came back my junior year of high school, I made the varsity team. So not only did I make the varsity team, but I made the starting setter position because I was willing to work and put in the effort, and I had the passion and the desire to do that. Then we get into my senior year, did the same thing, moved up the levels of the camp, got progressively better, came back my senior year, and we changed coaches. So we've got a brand new coach coming in, doesn't know me from Adam, okay? He sees how hard I work on the court. He has no idea that I was the starting setter from last year. He has no basis. So here I'm now going to be faced with a storm in my life. I am not playing as much, working just as hard as everybody in practice. I'm still coming home and doing the same things that I've always done because I know that for me to continue to become better, I need to keep practicing. So I kept practicing. It drove me even harder to work harder, to show him that I was capable of being that starting setter, that I had worked myself up the ranks and kind of deserved to be that starting center. And lo and behold, I spent the entire season pretty much not playing a whole lot, which was very disheartening for me and really kind of crushed me a little bit emotionally. But as we're having our banquet at the end of the year, they're going through all the awards and I'm sitting there, you know, with my dad feeling kind of sad that, you know, I didn't get a chance to play, didn't really have an impact like I wanted to have. And even though I was on the bench, I was always cheering up my teammates. I was cheering for them. I was yelling for them. I was encouraging them. Even though I couldn't be part of the game, I wanted everyone that was in that game to go and win. I wanted them to fight. I wanted them to do their best and do whatever we could do to come out with a victory. And I was always encouraging them. And so as they're getting down to the last two awards, the most valuable player, which I obviously knew I wasn't going to be up for because I hadn't had much playing time. And then the other award was most inspirational. I'm thinking to myself, oh, there's just no way. So I have given up on the fact that I'm not going to get any recognition. I'm not, you know, this is my senior year has been not what I wanted it to be. But I did. I won most inspirational. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how did that happen? You know, I just did what I normally do. And here I'm being honored. It was a big shock to me. I didn't think anybody would have ever voted for me to be most inspirational. I wasn't the most popular girl in school. I wasn't the most popular girl on the team because I was kind of a loudmouth. So I was surprised. So that's just an example of how God can work on us. And things may go good, 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 and then you're going to hit a storm. And then it's the opportunity in the storm that we have to increase the size of our openness to our heart. It's a perfect opportunity for us to shut down our heart, or it's the perfect opportunity for us to open up our hearts to more, to learn, to grow, to experience what God has for us to experience. So I weathered that storm my senior year. I am more determined than ever, and I got accepted on a club team. And I was the starting setter for the club team. So he showed me that although I didn't play much my senior season of high school, for my high school, for the few months that we played, I continued to work hard. I continued to practice at home. I continued to work hard on the court. And I was just as involved on the court in school as I had ever been before, if not more. And that paid off. Although it didn't pay off during the season, it paid off for me when the season was over and club season started, because I got to start for as a setter for a team that we went all over California. We went to Hawaii. We went to Arizona. We played in competition, you know, in several states. And that was an amazing opportunity for me. And so sometimes those storms can lead to greater things, and we need to be open to that. And so how does that relate back to our heart? Well, it's actually allowing us to have an open heart to where he wants to take us. We need to step out of the fear and have faith that where he is leading us, where he is taking our precious hearts that he has given us, those gifts, those talents, those special things that make us such a unique and original individual, to allowing him to take those to lead us where he wants us to go. And so, you know, do we really think we can hide our hearts from God? We really can't. We may think we can hide it from him, but we can't. So a few of the other verses that, you know, I looked up, you know, verses that had heart in them, and trying to figure out, okay, well, how many, you know, verses really have heart? And of course, it depends on what version you're looking at. But these were a couple of the verses, and the funny thing is there's great wisdom in Psalms and in Proverbs. I spent 31 days going through Proverbs, and I spent 150 days going through each and every Psalm. And there's some really impactful wisdom that happened in Psalms and in Proverbs. And so two of the ones that talk about the heart in Psalms that really struck me was Psalm 37:4, "Take delight in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart." That goes back to that question as, do we really think we can hide our hearts from God? God gives us the desires of our hearts. You know, I think a lot of the time we let society dictate, oh, well, that's selfish. You can't think like that. You can't feel that way. We let society, people that are not in our corner, tell us that. Well, truly, God has given us the desires of our hearts. You know, I didn't think for a million years that I would have this desire to speak. Always a little bit down deep in my heart, I knew that I wanted to encourage people, I wanted to inspire people, but I really didn't think that that was my desire. That was a selfish desire. But he gave me that desire, and now I am learning the fullness of what that desire is. And he is letting me see, giving me insight, teaching me, having me learn, having me grow, not only through reading his word, but through reading others' words. So there is such opportunity when we take delight in God and he gives us the desires of our hearts and we actually accept those desires and not letting anyone else dictate what those should or shouldn't be. So the other one was Psalm 31:24. "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." Those are some strong, you know, strong and hope, two huge words. You know, we've got to be strong, you know, and sometimes that really isn't that easy to do. Being strong is hard. Being strong means you've learned from the bumps in the road. You've learned in your moments of weakness to be strong. So you've learned from those hard bumps that you've had to overcome in your life. So be strong and take heart. Take heart. So we got to, you know, take that in, absorb it, understand it, learn from it. And all you who hope in the Lord. So be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. We hope in the Lord. Our faith, our strength, our courage, everything that we have comes from our faith and hope in Him. And so the last one, which hits me kind of hard, is from Proverbs 4:4. Then He taught me and said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Boy, I have learned a lot of lessons from going back and kind of reevaluating my past and really taking a hard look at myself and what the things that I have done to myself, the things that I have let others do to me, everything that I have gone back to reevaluate now in my life, He has taught me from. They were not easy situations to go through, but He has taught me. So I am to take hold of His words with all my heart. His words come from all different places. Not only they come from the Bible, which is just a wealth, oh my gosh, of information. Like I said before, I learn daily from the things that I'm reading, from the Bible, in my studies. It's a constant learning every single day. And I bet if I go back a year from now and read the verses that I read today, I will gain something different because I will be at a different place in my life. So take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. When we keep with His commands, with the desires of our heart that He has given us, when we keep those and we are willing to use those for His benefit, for His pleasure, for His gain, we get to live an eternal life with Him. I mean, how powerful is that, you know? But it takes us being willing to open up our hearts, to be willing for Him to teach us, for us willing to be able and open to learn. So as you can see, this whole series of peeling back the layers has been not only a process that I have been walking through, but it's also been super impactful for me. And I hope it's been the same for you, because we do tend to build up all these walls around us, all these layers that we just don't want anybody to get through because we've been hurt, because we've had terrible experiences, because we've had these hard things in life that have brought us down to some of the deepest, darkest places we've ever been. And I can relate. I have been in those deep, dark places. Didn't think that I would be able to ever get out of it. The layers were so thick around me. Not only did I put on layers of weight, but I put on layers completely surrounding my heart that not even my husband of almost 25 years could break through, because I was just so guarded and so hurt and so not willing to let people in. And I just want to invite you to really take a look at these four questions that I asked. And I really want you to dig in this week and journal. Write down your thoughts. Now, I was not a big journaler before I started through this whole practice. In fact, I didn't really read or write before this, you know, this moment that I experienced God's divine touching on my life. I was not a reader. I was not somebody who liked to write. In fact, I still, you know, some days I write a ton. Some days I only write a little bit. But I want you to take some time to really dig into these questions again. And if you have to go back and rewind and play these again, I will try to say them slowly so that you can get them. I want you to journal about them. I want you to write down whatever comes to your mind as you're reading through these questions and you start to write. I really want you to Be objective and be open to allow that layer of that core of your heart to be open to what God reveals to you. It may be some really amazing, great, beautiful things that you discover. And there might be some really things that you didn't really want to take a look at that he starts to reveal to you. And this is when we get that opportunity to learn from both. We get to learn from the good and learn from the bad. So just write. Just write it all down and then go back and evaluate and see how God spoke to you and see how you can move forward. So the four questions are, question number one, are we willing to peel back enough layers to actually expose our hearts? Number two, are we open to letting people into our hearts because of the fear we have of getting hurt? Question number three, do we want to really share who we are? And number four, do we really think we can hide our hearts from God? And I really want you to just write whatever comes to your mind. These are four questions that I have asked repeatedly. And every time I ask them, I get additional new insight because I am working through the process of peeling back the layers. You know, it's not a process that I think is ever going to truly end because we're human and we are not perfect and we have tons of flaws. We make tons of mistakes. We just are never going to reach the moment of completion until he completes us on the day we are to meet him. He will complete the work in us, but we are always going to be a work in progress. And asking these questions now and then asking these questions again in 6 months from now, you'll really start to see how you can really start allowing God to not only peel back the other layers that you may have, but to really sink in and penetrate your heart. So really think about those four questions. Next week, we're going to kind of tie all this peeling back the layers together and wrap up this series. And I'm looking forward to some of the things that he is putting on my heart for additional podcasts in the future. I just want to thank you again so much for enjoying this series with me. I hope you are learning a ton of information, that he is speaking to you the way that you need to hear. Because that truly is my heart, is that I just want to tell you about my experiences that maybe you can relate, or maybe you could see how his grace and unconditional love had touched my life and how he could touch yours. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's work can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandelhall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.